On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is April 20th, 2013. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today. And we're here in the studio. We have several people in here today. We got my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have Chandler, our,
I don't know.
Nice to have you back. Cool.
I'm back for today, yes.
I'm not sure if you're back permanently or.
Just for today. I'm filling in for today.
Oh, there you go. So we got our, he's our trusted soundboard operator and all around gate guy today. And then also we have, in the studio with us, we've got Ernie. I don't even know your last name, Ernie.
Taylor.
Taylor,
Ernie Taylor.
From Ernie and Dave, we're going to be talking about
some. We got rid of Dave.
Yeah, Dave's out on the road. We got rid of, Dave and, we got Ernie. So Ernie and, we got half of the Ernie and Dave. And so we're going to be talking survival and preparedness stuff, I believe. We're streaming worldwide. This is KCNR1460.com is where you want to go to get to the chat room or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archive. You can friend me, as well at Mark E. Kent on Facebook. And we have a lot of good information in there. Any Reading, veterans event?
Yeah, I just wanted to give people an update about the Veterans Home. I just was out there this last week. They're still looking to open it in the fall, so we're looking towards October, so hopefully that's still going to work out. I noticed they had furniture and getting all the good stuff in there, so
okay.
Keep our fingers crossed that can get that done.
Very good. With that, we're going to go right into our first segment of Greg Hunter and the weekly wrap-up. We'll come back with more information after that, so whenever you're ready there, Chandler, go ahead and run it.
I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, April 19th, 2013. Well, video and photos have been released of people the FBI thinks are responsible for the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, I suspect these suspects are going to be brought to justice. They will not escape justice. There's just too many pictures of these guys. That said, my heart and prayers go out to any family who lost a family member in this explosion, and to all the people who lost limbs. It was like maybe a dozen or a couple of dozen people lost an arm, a leg, or legs. It's horrible. It is gruesome and bloody, and I hope this is the new normal. As a side note, I think it's terrible that this is already being politicized by people on the left to demonize everyone from Republicans to the NRA to even the sequester cuts, blaming these folks and groups for this bombing. That's terrible. And it is atrocious and absurd they're doing this. I also hope that this isn't, yet another way to take away our freedoms here in America. That said, North Korea, once again, is threatening to start a war without notice, to start an attack without notice. And I think they've put the world on notice in the last several weeks, in the last few months, saying that they would bomb the U.S. mainland, use nuclear weapons, fire weapons into Japan, South Korea, attack South Korea. I think it's the rhetoric is over the top, and I hope the bombings in Boston and also the fertilizer plant explosion in Texas, I don't think it's terrorism. I'm not talking much about it, but I hope this doesn't distract our military leaders and our political leaders and let them take the eye off the ball. We have some severe, some touchy areas around the globe where war could start in a moment, and one of those places is Syria. Now, the British and the French are claiming that there is credible evidence that Bashar Assad's regime has used chemical weapons on more than one occasion. Remember what President Obama has said about the use of chemical weapons in Syria? Now, Syria has this ongoing more than two-year civil war. 60, 70,000 people have died in this conflict, the civil war. And Obama said that, well, listen, if there's chemical weapons used, that that would be a, quote, game changer, and it would be a, quote, red line. And what he was implying was, you know, action, military action in that part of the world. In another story, just south of the Syrian border in Jordan, we are sending more troops. Now, it's not a lot. It's only a couple of hundred, but they hail from Fort Bliss, Texas, home of the 1st Armored Division. They bring with them significant firepower in the form of tanks and other weaponry. Now, this adds to the U.S. military forces already in Jordan. And this is another hotspot. Why they're doing this? They want to contain, you know, the civil war in Syria. It's already spilled into Lebanon. It's spilled into Turkey. They've been firing into, you know, Israel, and they don't want this to go into Jordan. The Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, says, yes, we're sending the troop, and yes, military action is an option, but it is an option of last resort. Might I remind everyone, the Valley of Armageddon is in that area of the Middle East. Gold had its worst drop in 30 years, and I'll tell you, when you were watching this week, the financial news commentators all across the spectrum, particularly CNBC, also Fox Business, they were giddy about gold being crushed. I mean, this is a worst drop in 30 years. Dennis Gartman of the Gartman Letter, not really a gold bull. Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not. But basically, he published something on his Gartman Letter that said, you know, this happening, this kind of a deviation is what they call it, a standard deviation. It's almost five. But in you know, layman's terms, it's something that only happens about once every, you know, nearly 5,000 years. This kind of a, you know, the amount of the drop, the speed of the drop, this kind of thing only happens once about every 5,000 years. Even in the gold, even in the newspaper at USA Today, they brought up the fact that 53,100-ounce contracts were dumped onto the market. And that analysts would say, you know, why would you do that? You're selling a commodity. You want to get the most for it. You try to usually, if you want to sell that much, you vent it into the market slowly so you don't crush the price. All the sources, many multiple sources, from Gartman to Jim Sinclair to you name it, many people say this was a contrived event, and the evidence is all there. It's even shown. It even showed up in the USA Today. It was a contrived event, and this is backfiring. Stories are coming out around the globe that people are swarming gold stores and gold outlets and silver outlets to buy physical metal. There are stories coming from Asia, from India, here in the United States. The U.S. Mint this past week sold a record 63,000 ounces of gold in one day. 63,000 ounces of gold, more than actually, a little bit more, in one day. That's a record. And then there are reports coming from big dealers that demand is extreme, that some people have already sold out of silver or are in the process of selling silver, or some of these big places have already sold 50% of their silver, and demand for silver and gold is extreme because people want gold and silver in hand. Even John Williams at ShadowStats.com says, hey, this is not speculation. This is real demand. And take a look at the physical picture. People are buying because they are fearful. I don't think they're greedy. I think they're fearful with all of the, you know, Cyprus bank accounts and talk of confiscating bank deposits, and they seize the Cypriot gold. I think people are basically reacting the way they should. Nothing's fixed in the economic world. They can't even prosecute people because they're fearful that the system is so fragile. This is what Eric Holder says, that they can't prosecute these big bankers. They can't prosecute them because they're afraid they'll crash the system. I think this is absolutely outrageous. And instead of the president taking a look at this, you know, enormous budgetary problem or these wars around the globe that could get started off, what is he going after? Gun control. And this past week, Boom. It failed in the U.S. Senate. Why did it fail? Well, a lot of senators are worried about, you know, the Second Amendment and how it says shall not infringe. And that some of these senators are saying that, well, you know, that we really need to talk about mental health and also these mood-altering drugs, you know, these antidepressants. You know, there's various different ones of them. But what's happened in all these, you know, the Colorado shootings and the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, these were crazy people. And in most of the cases, if not all, they were taking antidepressants, which the medical community has said that they were never really intended for long-term use, that they need to work on that. But instead of the president working on that, they're trying to confiscate guns, they're trying to confiscate assault weapons, lower the amount of you know, bullets in a clip. And I'm sorry that those people, you know, that there are people who have lost their lives, but this is not, you know, these are not sane people deciding to do something crazy or getting mad. These are not law-abiding citizens. These are people who are absolutely insane. Absolutely, positively insane. And I got to tell you that these bankers that Eric Holder just last month said he couldn't prosecute them, right? True. He couldn't prosecute them because he could collapse the global financial system. Well, William Black, who I had on this week, I asked him about this whole you know, thing where they can't prosecute these bankers. At first, you know, the president said that, well, you know, they did the least ethical things. Now the evidence is so overwhelming they don't have any credibility if they don't say, well, yeah, they did commit crimes, but now, you know, we can't prosecute. He says that's ludicrous. That'll crash the system. That's ludicrous. And William Black, you should watch the interview. He said that, you know, we basically have felons running our biggest financial institutions. And these big bankers have blood on their hands. You know, people are killing themselves because they've been foreclosed on. You know, Google foreclosure fraud. People who lose their houses, you know, some of the biggest places where they're committing suicide are Nevada, like the number one place for foreclosures, Arizona, number two. I think number four is California. These are the biggest places for suicide. How many people have killed themselves because they lost their house? I don't know, but that's a fact. They have. They lost their house. They lost their jobs. They feel hopeless, and they're killing themselves. So maybe the banker shouldn't be prosecuted for, you know, murder. But they should certainly be prosecuted for enormous ongoing financial crimes. I want to thank everybody for your support. I think we have the smartest people on the web. I've said that many times, but I do. I think we have some of the smartest commenters on the web. Thank you for your comments. That helps support the site. Thank you for using the donation button. That helps support the site. I really appreciate you coming here. That's the way I see it. I'm Greg Hunter. Have a nice week.
Very good. We're back. Well, let's do our first quote here before we go to break. America was founded by men who understood that the threat of domestic tyranny is as great as any threat from abroad. If we want to be worthy of their legacy, we must resist the rush toward ever-increasing state control of our society. Otherwise, our own government will become a greater threat to our freedoms than any foreign terrorist. Ron Paul. With that, let's go to a break.
This is KCNR 1460.
Like a camel without a hump, rubbish without a dump, like a ceiling without a floor, carbon footprints all over the door, like a baby without a pram, burning without its amp, where would we be without tea? Like a river without a bend, fashion without a trend, like a role model without clothes, I think that I would oppose, like a needle without a thread, Guinness without his head, where would we be without tea?
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America, there's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
Buckle up, because this week, Joe Branich of the Reason Foundation takes us aboard California's proposed high-speed bullet train. His new study says ridership is being overestimated by as much as 77%, so high-speed rail could lose up to $373 million a year. Talk about a train wreck. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way.
Yeah, we're back. We can use something to laugh about, you know?
We need some good sunshine, that's for sure.
Yeah, good day sunshine out there. And we got the show and shine and all that kind of good stuff going on with the cool April nights. So with that, let's go to our guest Ernie Taylor with the Ernie and Dave show, and they precede us, and we're always kidding about them getting on the show, and
then we invite them on, and Dave runs out the door and leaves Ernie.
Bluff. So we can sit here and badmouth Dave the whole hour, and he won't even be able to do anything about it.
No, and he can't hear us probably.
No, he can't hear us on his bike.
Good thing we've got podcasts.
Oh, no. He won't listen anyway.
Anyway, we wanted to touch on survival and preparedness. There's so many things going on out there right now that it's just utterly ridiculous. I mean, we were just talking about the mining, the Kennecott mine landslide last week that just killed off 50% of the copper production in America and also 16% of the silver production. And, you know, there's so much going on here, but, you know, the idea that we're in recovery is just nonsense. And, you know, that's part of it. It's part of everything that's going on with production and so forth. So we thought it'd be a good idea to start talking about maybe, you know, storing food and, all the stuff.
Yeah, we've done that in the past, but we thought we needed to, bring it back to the forefront and let people know where they can go and different things that they might be able to do with, especially with summer coming around and bug out bags and all that good stuff. So we thought we'd bring Ernie in on that because he does that on his show too.
Yes, we do. We do. At 7:45, we try to do something every time, every show. Yeah, that just amazes me about this. The mine collapse, I would not have known have I not listened to Sovereign Mines.
You know, it's incredible, isn't it? And, you know, I really encourage everybody out there to Facebook me at Mark, you know, M-A-R-K-E, you know, no middle name, just E for the initial, Kent, K-E-N-T. And we have a lot of other, it seems like, feeds for news now because, you know, it seems to me the news that you're getting is you're not getting any news. You know, we get these big events that just seem to overshadow everything else that's going on, and then they try to spin it one way or another on just about everything. So, you know, like the article in the paper this morning, yeah, the jobs got better in Shasta County. Now, does anybody out there seriously believe that propaganda?
You know, with all this being said here, it's like you need to be prepared because they're not telling us what's going on, and then pretty soon at the last minute, they're going to go, whoa, we can't stop it now, but then are you prepared?
Yeah, it's kind of like being at Katrina, you know, and then, you know, hey, it's a, you would call normalcy bias, you know, they're out there, hey, they've never been through a hurricane before, it can't be that bad, you know, until the flood waters rise over the top of your roof and you're laying out there on the top of your roof with a couple of shingles and nothing to drink and the water's all, contaminated and you're like, maybe I should have evacuated or done something prior to.
Been a little bit more prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no downside to the being prepared. I mean, okay, if I'm right and you're prepared, you're in pretty good shape. If I'm wrong and you're prepared, you're in pretty good shape. Okay. But if I'm right and you haven't prepared, you're not going to be in very good shape. So there's really no downside to being prepared.
No, you need to be prepared because that takes some of the worries away from, you know, when you're thinking, oh my goodness. But if you're prepared, you don't have those thoughts of, worries that's going, a fear that's going to bother you so much because you know that you have your food storage. And not only food storage, being prepared is more than just that. You need to know, you need to have some finances, you need,
Water.
It's the whole thing. Water. Yeah,
you start out with food and water because those are those are your lifelines, and then you go from there and you start building. You know, but to not even start out with the basics is for me being absolutely irresponsible. I mean, if you got kids, you got people you care about, you got family, and you are just going to take a chance with all their lives that the government's not going to lie to you and do everything in your best interest.
That's right. You're going to have the water. You're going to have the food. You're going to have all the medicines. And if you have pets, you're going to have to feed them as well and their medicines as well if they have any. You know, the best thing to do right now is to get you a to-go pack and get it ready and get it put together. I'm talking about something that's going to last you for 72 hours so you can just grab and go like a backpack or something. Yeah. And you put the items in there, first aid and the water and some food that you know that you're going to be able to eat for those 72 hours.
And that, and each member of your family
should have one,
a backpack. That's right. You know, and down to your little kids, you know, and even the babies. I mean, they need a backpack full of diapers possibly or whatever, you know, formulas and, you know, so you got to be thinking about what if the stores run out of stuff and you, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, historically it happens every single time there's a disaster. It's not speculation. You know, call up somebody who went through Katrina and ask them if the local grocery store was open after the tornado hit. Well, people don't realize that a financial tsunami, if you will, a global collapse of our currency, a dollar run, you know, nothing could happen like that, like in Europe or anything else. And, you know, we've never had those kind of things before 2008. And so, you know, to think that that can't happen in a larger scale, 2008 could be minuscule compared to what's going on now because they haven't fixed the problem. So those kind of disasters, you know, when you have a dollar run, you have a run on the grocery stores and the food and a lot of
items.
And it's
not like they're going to give you any warning, folks. They're not going to say, okay, you have, you know, 5 days to get yourself together and all your family and all your belongings and everything that you need to survive. You know, they're not going to give you any warnings, so you need to be prepared beforehand.
And at that point, everybody rushes to the stores and cleans them out. Ideally, you need to start not only for the to-go pack, but the food for at least 3 months of food because you don't even know if you're going to lose your job. Over all this stuff that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking at two articles here right now. One is from Jim Sinclair, and it says, and Jim Sinclair's been around for a long time, and of course you can't believe everything you read anywhere. I mean, I don't believe anything I see on the TV anymore, and I don't believe everything I read on the Internet, but at least you get some alternative viewpoints and opinions. Jim Sinclair's been around for a long time, and he's saying that the U.S. will be Cyprus'd. We will see gold at $50,000. Now, most people think, oh, $50,000, how can that be? Well, it can be that way if you are printing $85 billion a month of money that's not being backed by anything and devaluing the currency. It's not that the gold went up in value. It's that our dollars could go down in value by that much. And that could cause a catastrophe. And he's not the only one saying it. There are quite a few other people. The Fed governor, this is the one of the governors of the Federal Reserve, warns that a too-big-to-fail bank fails, depositors will be Cyprus'd. That's from one of the Federal Reserve governors.
And that's on the news out there, right? Everybody's aware of this, right?
Not me.
No.
It's not happening, folks.
Yeah, I mean, just like the paper said, it's all the unemployment rate went down in Shasta County today. Really? That comes out of from a professor.
That's why you see more panhandlers and all these people out on the corner, right?
Yeah, I saw a guy yesterday. He was pushing a shopping cart. It looked like a Conestoga wagon. I'm not kidding. I mean, it had a big drape over the, this guy lives out of his shopping cart. Well, 5 years ago, did you see that in Reading? Ever?
No.
No, you know, very few. I mean, now it's just out of hand. It's like, I don't know. It's like Grand Central right here in Reading. And I believe I did see some policemen riding some folks up here a while back that was on the street corner.
Yeah, you know, you got the panhandlers, you got the aggressiveness, and I actually feel sorry for these guys because, you know, some of them are there by their own choice. Some of them are there because they can't stop doing drugs and they can't hold a job down and, you know, whatever the case may be. But some of them are there by their circumstances that they couldn't control. They lost their job, things happen. And so, you know, this is not an attack on the homeless people. I'm saying that there's a problem.
Here's some signs, folks.
Yeah, in the economy. I mean, we saw all the ammunition disappear, and we got the federal government buying up, you know, 2 billion rounds. Oh, just hollow points, just for, you know, grins, and you know what I'm going to say.
Target practice.
and they got armored vehicles for the Department of Homeland Security. Yep. They're by M16s, and this is all because they're just afraid nothing's going to happen, right?
Right. That's to protect us, and that's for our own good. Don't you know that?
Only as Department of Homeland Security, you know, I mean, So they couldn't be looking to see any civil unrest here because of food shortages or emergency problems or anything like that. In the case of a dollar collapse, because they, you know, the budget is, you know, anyway, getting back to survival.
Oh, that's okay. You know, it just goes along with it. You just need to be prepared.
Absolutely. I think we got to go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
All you can-
it hurt? Doesn't anybody know how to pray?
Mind Radio. You know, I had to
I think everybody needs to take their shades off, the rainbow shades off.
Well, I had to use that song to cue in to Arizona Gold and Silver Bill issues natural, ensures natural rights. This comes from goldsilver.com. I guess this just is another one of those stories that the mainstream media forgot about. But over a dozen states are now considering moving from paper currency into a gold standard as monetary policy. We already know it's happened in Utah, and now Arizona has got a bill, and there's several other states that are doing this because after Arizona, Missouri, and I'm going to read cherry pick this article for you. You can go to goldsilver.com if you want to read the whole thing. Excuse me. After Arizona, Missouri, South Carolina are the closest to enacting similar laws in 2013, and the language below contained in the version of South Carolina's bill is standard to many of the bills that are in the state legislatures. In the event of a hyperinflation, depression, or economic calamity related to the breakdown of the Federal Reserve System for which the state is not prepared, the state's governmental finances and private economy will be thrown into chaos. No, who would have thought? And this is right in their bills, with gravely detrimental effects upon the lives, health, property of South Carolina citizens, and with consequences fatal to the preservation of a good order throughout the state. Now, does that sound like an emergency or a survival and preparedness type situation to you, Ernie?
How come we don't hear about this stuff?
Look it up. I'm getting all this stuff. I'm pulling it up.
Because they don't want us to know about these things.
Because the media, okay, we just got to admit it. The media is state controlled at this point. I don't care whether it's Fox or MSNBC or CNN. They're all being run by the White House governmental press corps.
So we have to rely on each other to get the proper information and start banding together and spreading the word on this stuff, just like we were talking during the break about neighbors and stuff. Ernie, you were talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, Ernie's saying you got to store enough for yourself and your neighbor, because he's probably not paying attention at this point for whether his own, fault with being, not responsible or just caught up in things or whatever.
Your neighbor might not be a bad person. Right. And you like to help people out the best that you can, but then you might need him on your side too, because somebody else is going to come try to get your stuff.
Well, that's what we were kind of talking about in the break. I mean, I've had someone say to me, "Well, I'll just get my gun and take your stuff," and I'm thinking, okay, so you don't really have a problem with being a murderer, a thief, and stealing somebody else's stuff. And also that gives me the right, as a person defending myself and my property, to shoot you down in the yard like a dog. And let's just say you better be fast on the draw. But okay, you win that round. Okay, you beat me. You're faster than me. But how long are you going to be able to continue to do that? And don't you think that maybe the community will get together at some point and hunt you down? Because you're a murderer and a thief?
Right.
Well, there's going to be groups gangs or groups or however you want to put it. They're all going to be together and they're going to be rivaling each other, and they're going to be taking food from you and they're going to be taking food from each other. It could get ugly. Crazy.
Well, and it's starting to happen a little bit down in the Bay Area. I talked to a friend of mine down in San Mateo a couple of days ago, and he calls me up and he says, "Mark, hey, what about this? Where do I get a CCW? And I go, "Really?" He says, "Yeah,
not in San Francisco.
None." I says, "Well, you got to go to your local sheriff in the county he said, "I thought they were statewide." And I says, "They are statewide, but you can only get them from the sheriff in your county where you live to get the CCW. It is supposed to be recognized statewide. And in San Francisco, they might, detain you, but by law it is." So anyway, he's telling me, he says, "Yeah, they used to do home invasions down there in the Bay Area where they'd burglarize your house and so forth. And, they didn't want you home, but now they're coming in and they don't care if you're home. It's the old sideways gun trip, and hey, we're here to take your stuff. And, and if you got no way of defending yourself, you're at their mercy." Now, does that sound like the kind of gun control that we want?
My goodness. You know, it kind of reminds me of that thing, that movie was that Crocodile Dundee. He's got a knife, you know, he goes, oh, you call that a knife?
Now that's a knife. Yeah. This is a real knife. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, you have to be able to defend yourself. And excuse me, in this environment, you know, quit drinking the Kool-Aid, quit listening to the TV.
And what do you have to lose to start getting prepared and getting these things put in place? Hopefully we'll never have to use them. But if you don't have that, you know.
If we're wrong, hey, you can donate it all to the Salvation Army or the Good News Rescue Mission, and get a great tax deduction and everything's good. But if I'm right and you're not prepared, you got a problem.
I'd say it's time for a break, but, I got something I need to say.
Go ahead, Ernie, have at it.
Let's, you know, people say, well, what do I do? How do I get started? Well, I'll tell you what. For the food thing, just make you a list, however you want to make a list, on a piece of paper or a spreadsheet, doesn't matter, of the things that you normally eat. And then take that list down to the store and duplicate it over and over again so finally you have a supply of food that's going to last you for 3 months, a year, however long it takes. And wheat, they found out, can last for 30 years now. And if, but you can store the wheat, but if you don't know how to prepare it, it's not going to do you a dang bit of good. So you need to know how to take care of those items.
There you go. Yep. Very good. So you want to, we got a break coming on? Is that
where we still?
4 minutes.
Oh, so we got time.
Oh, okay. So I'm just used to the other.
No, so go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
All right. So, okay. So you have this list and you take it to the store and it's just that easy, to start. Every time you go to the store, if you're short on funds, just buy something a little bit extra each time and put it on your shelf. And as you go through these foods on your shelves, you want to, I don't say recycle, you want to go through it in such a way so whatever you put in first and then you want to rotate it. That's the word looking for, rotate. You want to rotate that food that you get so none of it goes bad. Water. We don't know how the water is going to be. If something's going to happen radioactive, I don't know how to resolve that problem. But you can get filters for your water and tablets. And from what I understand, either one really doesn't do 100% perfect. Boiling water is really good.
Yep.
And then the filters I read have to be 1 micron absolute. It says absolute. If it says nominal, that lets 20 or 30% of the Cryptosporidium and Giardia, that's how big they are. They're like 2 and 3 microns. So you want something smaller than that. So you get something that says absolute 1 micron. You don't want to buy a filter that says, oh, this gets rid of Giardia, because that don't tell me nothing. You can lie to me all you want.
Yeah, it's just like silver. You want 9.99999. Fine.
Yeah.
And so you're right. One of the filters that I recommend is the Berkey's, but they were having a problem selling them in California for some reason.
Imagine that. It's hard to get anything like that in California.
I'm not sure. I think that has been resolved, but that, you know, it's funny. They use that down at the EPA office, but they don't want it sold in California. Huh. You know, they're so screwed up in the legislature up there. You know, I went to Home Depot to buy some glue for PVC.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, when I first bought my house or my place out there, you know, I'm out there and I'm using the old, and I used to do PVC way back in the city of San Mateo, and I've been doing it for years, you know, setting up, water lines and stuff. So, you know, I put the little purple primer on there and then put the glue on there and then it wouldn't stick. Well, I go back to the guys and I go, gee, what's up with this glue stuff? I mean, you know, it doesn't stick. And he says, well, in California, they took the glue out of the glue because.
You really didn't want glue. You can't have glue.
So, yeah. you wanted it to stick?
You know, because I had to go to the red hot blue stuff because the other stuff, they took the glue out of the glue for environmental reasons. So how screwed up is that? It's like, it's like a bad Ayn Rand dream where, you know, nothing works because the legislature have legislated it out of common sense. And it's the same for the mining and all of this stuff, you know, or the filters, you know, they have no common sense down there because they're just legislating.
Yep.
Yeah. So they don't really, anyway, I guess I got off track there.
That's good.
So, yeah. So again, you know, like you say, Ernie, you know, getting your food and buying a little bit at a time and your water and start stocking up. It doesn't take that much, folks, but. You know, you can make it go a long ways if you had to, but if you don't have access to it, you're in trouble.
Oh, if sure, I could eat pancakes every day if I had to for a long time.
And actually even like them.
Yeah, goes a long way. You see, if you watch TV on those westerns, that's all he eats. Seems to be eating is beans. You know,
beans, hardtack. Yeah, what do they call those in True Grit? Corn Dodgers.
I don't know.
But it is also getting summertime, and people can be planting stuff.
Oh yeah, that's
now
right, yeah.
So that they can get their food supply up even better.
Yeah, heirloom seeds would be a huge factor to get because the reason that they're heirloom, for the people who don't understand that are first hearing this information, is that, you know, most of the seeds that you get at the store are hybrid, and hybrids are crossbreeds. So when you get the seeds after the first year, the plants are not as vibrant, and you don't know what you're going to get because the seeds don't come out the same. Whereas with heirlooms, you know, you get the same thing year after year with the seeds, and that's why it's important if you're going to save seeds, because, you know, if this is a bad catastrophe next year, there might not be any seeds available because those things get bought up. So this way you can restock your garden and replant without having to go to the store. And that could
be very important. That's for sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to know how to can. That's one of the things, you know how to can. And, I know I meant to make some jerky to bring because I know
last time we got that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome stuff.
I will bring you some next week. I really apologize.
We appreciate that.
I don't know how to can and how to eat. I know how to eat out of the cans. You have to twist the list off and then they pop. You know, you got to pop the lid.
Yeah, some people don't have a hard time getting into the canned goods.
Well,
but,
you know,
but
there's videos
there.
You can watch for canning.
Yeah, I know how to can. Mark's wife and I and my mom, and there's a few of us that do a lot of canning. And, you learn to do different things. Like, I never did it in a pressure cooker until a couple summers ago.
They do is a dry packing too. Have you heard of that? I guess down in, okay, this is just hearsay. Down in Chico, I think at the, Mormon cannery, they'll let you use the stuff and you buy the cans.
Yes.
And you put your goods in there, not wet, you know, dry stuff in there and,
yeah, that's not hearsay. We've actually done it.
You can actually go down and get the canner from them and bring it home and can it, or you can go down there and get what products they have and get it canned.
Yeah. With that, I think we need to go to a break here.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show today and tomorrow.
Today starts with the famous Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast at the Mega Tent and the opening ceremony, followed by the Cool Car Show 8 to 4 with over 2,000 cars on display.
Check out the Cool Concert at the Mega Tent tonight, featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles. Win cool prizes inside the Civic at Raffle City from 8 to 4. Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium today and tomorrow.
Sponsored by Crown Motors, Campora Propane, Hilltop Garden Inn, Walmart, KHSL TV 12, and I-5 Rentals.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Yeah. I guess we're
we're back.
I was kind of digging that, man.
Oh, there it is.
I can accommodate you, even though I'm training. I can accommodate you.
We got the doctor sub in here, I guess.
Thanks to Chandler and all his help, I can try to do this.
No problem.
You're doing good.
There we go. I got my soul's like a wheel that's turning here. Yeah. I like that song. Our Love is Alive. That's Gary Wright from back in the day. Okay, so we're back. And we're talking about all things survival and prep.
Yes.
I just want to make note. Is it okay if I mention our website?
Go for it.
Okay. You can go to a website here that ErnieandDave.com. It's www, and everybody laughs when I say that.
So I'm going to make you feel comfortable. We're going to go, yee-haw!
Okay, there you go. www.ErnieandDave.com. And on the left-hand side, you can click on Emergency. And then that'll take you to another web page where there's all kinds of information and links that you can go to, like Cal Fire and Ready.gov, Shasta, all kinds of different areas. And believe it or not, Cal Fire is just not about fire. They had some links to the whole works.
Well, you know, getting the information is not the problem. It really isn't. I mean, there's so much information out there. It's getting good information, the best information one, and using it. But getting motivated to use it is the biggest
thing.
That's
right. You got to do it. You can't sit there and procrastinate. Oh, I'm going to go do this. Oh, I need to go buy some more extra food. Just do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to stand there in your living room after a catastrophe hits and look at your children in the eyes and go, well, you know, I was thinking about it. I was kind of busy, you know, but.
Well, if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your children and the rest of your family.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be a hero. And that's what we want. We want people out there to be heroes, not be I don't know what else we'd call them, ill-prepared.
Couch potatoes or something like that.
Yeah, I always like to refer to those as couch zucchinis.
Zucchinis?
We'll leave that one alone.
Okay. I was going to say explain, but maybe that would, okay.
Don't ask something like that, Ernie. We'll be in trouble.
He'll be pushing the button over there.
Yeah.
A furniture vegetable. What's up with that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
But right now, Lynn is right. Gardening is what you need to be doing right now because if you have not done it before, you need to learn how to do it because there's things that you just need to know.
It's not like Johnny Appleseed where you just go throw seeds out on the ground and they turn into apple trees. You know, I mean, it takes a while to understand how to do gardening properly. I mean, I started gardening with my grandparents.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we couldn't even leave the
air. We couldn't go swimming or do anything unless we worked in the garden and
every day. Every morning till noon. And so that's how I, you know, back then I was like, razzer.
Yeah, but you learned good work ethics too.
Good work ethic.
Yes, we did.
And I also picked up a lot more stuff about gardening than I ever thought at the time. You know, looking back, I'm going, oh, thank you, Grandma and Grandpa. I love you. At the time I was going, I want to go swimming. Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. That's how I found out about canning was from my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And so we need to pass those things on.
Absolutely.
What we do know. What is the most, memorable thing you remember from the gardening experiences that you've had?
I'm not sure I want to tell that one. It was a little deal with my grandpa. We sort of got into an argument, but no. But the
hoe went flying. I'm not doing this anymore.
The most memorable was eating the stuff that came out of the garden because Grandma made like this.
Oh, jellies and jams and,
you know, we
pickles
grew up. Speaking of pancakes, we didn't have syrup at Grandma and Grandpa's. We had jelly we put on the pancakes.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, I can remember we had blackberry jelly. We had black caps. We had raspberry. We had strawberry. We had, grape, you know, cherry jelly, choke cherry jelly. I mean, gooseberry jelly. I mean.
Well, bringing that up is why people need to learn how to do things. You can't just go buy a TV dinner anymore and throw it in. You have to learn how to do these do various things.
You know, and going back to the thing that pops into my mind about the most thing I remember about the garden and the grandpa is that back then corporal punishment was still in.
You got the switch, huh?
Yeah, and you know the thing of it was, it didn't matter which grandparents we went to. You know what I mean? Whether it was on my mom's side or my dad's side, they did gardening, and our grandpa Kent was pretty good at corporal punishment in his own little way.
Yeah, that and you could smoke with him, and that was what was really cool. You could smoke with him and get sick.
Yeah, smoke his pipe, get sick, and go work in the garden.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Grandpa, can I smoke? I need you to smoke. He'd, oh, sure. Come here, boy. Yeah, we'll go by the back porch, and we'll smoke like the big boys, you know, and he'd load your pipe up, blah, 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 blah. Now you'd probably go to jail. He'd load your pipe up, and you'd keep puffing, keep puffing, keep puffing. Yeah. You know, we're like 10. Big Ben is like, I don't feel so good.
Come on over here in the garden and or give me some organic.
No, then it was chicken feet soup, and my brother never got over that. He couldn't eat. Yeah, because my grandpa used to make chicken feet soup. And, you know, so that's what he's – my brother smoked this pipe, and he was going to –
And he never smoked after that day.
Yeah, neither did I. You know, what's funny is that, you know, I got so sick, I never wanted another cigarette.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, or a cigar or any of that stuff. But my
– For a while.
My brother – definitely never smoked again.
Yeah, he never smoked again. But back to the canning piece, Grandpa Kent, you know, when you went to his house, he canned all of his meats and everything. And if it wasn't in the cupboard, he didn't go to the store to accommodate you what you wanted to eat. He went to the cupboard, got what he had, and that's what you got to eat. And if you didn't eat it, you just went hungry.
Yeah, that was pretty much.
Yeah, and he would outlast you no matter – it would be 3 days, 4 days. He didn't care.
Do you remember how he canned the meat?
No, I don't remember that.
You know, the meat is a little bit different. It has to, the temperature has to be raised up. Otherwise, you're going to get sick.
Right.
But, and I don't know exact temperature, but I'm sure you have to use, I have never done this, so I'm not the expert at this, but you have to use a pressure cooker in order to bring the temperature way above boiling to whatever the temperature is that you
need. You have to do it under pressure. Right. Yeah, I do know that, but
for a certain length of time, and then
I got a friend who used to can deer meat all the time. We could always ask him. We're down to 2 minutes now. We never have enough time here, it seems like. And it just is one of those deals where we can get the topics that we talk about are endless. So if we could add anything to the discussion, we got 2 minutes here. Ernie, what do you got?
Boy, I guess just get motivated and get out there and start on your food storage, start on your to-go pack. You should have not only one that you put on your back, one already in your car, because I can't tell you how many times you might get stranded somewhere.
It could never be
in the hills. You don't know where. It could be stuck in traffic here or the river. Who knows? I mean, you'd be on this side of the river and can't get on the other side kind of a thing.
Watch a few episodes of Gomer Pyle and pretend you're Gomer Pyle listening to the sergeant.
But this is summertime, so you have to prepare for summer. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a warm coat or something in it because, you know, it does get cold in some places at night.
Yep. You never know what might happen.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's for sure. And you don't know where you're going to be when it happens or who you're going to be around at that time. So, like you say, like in your car and at home, you need to have the provisions.
Absolutely. There's no danger of catastrophe at this point at all around here. Fire, flood. Yeah, we never have fires around here. We never have floods. We never have any of those
things. Yeah, you might get caught in a fire somewhere. You don't know. They're going to say, hey, I think you're going to have to stay here. You can't go anywhere. And go, well, I'm hungry. And as for me, a skinny guy, I get hungry about every 2 hours. I got to have something to eat. So
there you go. I get hungry.
Well, I was going to say, it has nothing to do with whether you're skinny or not. You know, some people.
As a big fat guy, I just like to eat a lot every time. You know what I mean?
I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks, Ernie. We appreciate it, Ernie.
So I guess.
So don't forget that you can go to
www.ernieanddave.com
and get some more information.
Okay, solutions. Find your passion. Find your why. Find a reason. Something that motivates you. Get out there and get her done. So
this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
And store and stack.
Stack and store.
Stack and store.
All righty.
I am just a simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe me.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Justice Department's hoping to get charges filed sometime today against Jakar Tsarnaev, accused with his brother of the attack on the Boston Marathon on Monday. Live in Boston, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
Suspect number two, 19-year-old Jakar Tsarnaev, is in the hospital here in serious condition after being apprehended last night in a boat in a residential backyard in Watertown, about 10 miles from downtown Boston. The day-long dragnet after his 29-year-old brother was killed left Boston with about a million people on virtual shutdown. He could face the death penalty on the federal but not the state level. His Miranda rights have not been read, with officials determined to try to gain intelligence details invoking the public safety exception. Chris?
Yeah, Courtney, the second suspect discovered hiding in that boat just after people were told it was okay to leave their homes after police came up empty all day.
Robert Duffy says his mom and stepdad went outside when the law...